welcome everyone to episode 69 of the AA Meeting. I'm your host as always, Jamie Briggs, Editor-in-Chief, PlayStation Editor at AnalogAddiction.org. Now, we usually start the show, I talk about what I've been gaming. We're not going to do that today because it's been Gamescom is still going. There's still a couple more days, there's still a lot more announcements going to be coming, there's a lot more news going to be coming out. We've been covering it non-stop on AnalogAddiction over the last few days. I don't want to drone on the biggest news stories too long, but I'm going to basically not talk about what I've been playing. We're just going to be talking about the main big stories to come out of Gamescom so far that AnalogAddiction has covered. There's a lot of stuff. This is in no particular order. We're just going to do whatever we want to do. So let's do this. Gamescom 2014. Let's talk about Gamescom. Firstly, if you are a fan of To The Moon, this was a PC title from Freebird Games a couple of years back. Like I am an excellent fan. I'm an amazing fan of this game. A Bird Story. If you don't know what this is, it is the bridge between To The Moon, which is Episode 1, and the eventual Episode 2. Now, I don't want to spoil anything, but some details in this that greatly affect Episode 2. The hour-long adventure doesn't have any dialogue. That sounds weird, but the soundtrack alone and along with the story is what I'm excited for in this game. It has got a new screenshots, it's got a new trailer, it's coming out November 5 for PC, and it is coming for Macs and Linux as well. You can go check that out. I'm very much going to be covering this game as much as I can over the next couple of months. Let's talk about Smash Bros. Quickly. It was announced Meta Knight will be coming to Smash Bros. If you don't know, Meta Knight from the Kirby games, I believe, and it's nice to see him return. Last night, we had an announcement that Overkill, the studio behind Payday 2, Payday, excellent studio over there, will be teaming up with Robert Kirkman's Skybound, that's it. They'll be teaming up to do a Walking Dead game. It won't be coming out until 2016. There was a little quick teaser trailer that was released. It's apparently going to be, you know, a cooperative shooter set in the Walking Dead universe. Not sure if it's a comic universe. Probably not, by the looks of it. We don't know much about it at all, but it looks like it's going to be a cooperative first-person shooter. That's all we really know. And as we know with the Walking Dead, you know, we've had the great Telltale games. We had the Activision game that we don't want to talk about at all. But, you know, a lot of people have already thrown hate behind this game. We don't know anything about it yet, so let's not judge it yet. Overkill, a great studio. Moving on. One of the biggest news stories coming out of Gamescom was Tomb Raider, the Rise of the Tomb Raider, coming holiday 2015 exclusively to Xbox. That's 360 and Xbox One. Everyone lost their minds. It was really odd how they announced it, that, you know, they did that sort of wording that it doesn't sound like it's going to be exclusive for long, but it is. Then Crystal Dynamics came out, and they gave more details that looked like it was actually going to be exclusive forever. It came out yesterday, yesterday, depending on your time zones. Phil Spencer has come out and said, very vaguely, that it's got a duration. You know, we could sort of tell by the way it was officially wording that it was going to be a time exclusive. A lot of people lost their minds. It looks like that's the case. Now, I don't want to defend this decision. You know, it does suck for the consumer who just has one console, and I don't have an Xbox One yet. But, you know, this is a smart move for Crystal Dynamics. They're going to get some money behind them, and that might actually help out to end up keeping this franchise keep going. If Square, you know, gets annoyed that it doesn't sell much. And let's be honest, it's going to end up coming to other consoles. You can either wait, you can buy the console. It sucks, don't get me wrong, I'm with you there. But if you want to play it that badly, buy the console. That's why they've done it, and I bet you it may actually do that. I don't know if it is a system seller that much, mainstreamly. But we'll see. But time exclusive, we don't know much details, but, you know, that'll eventually come out. They don't really want to push when it's coming out on other consoles, because they want to push it on Xbox. So let's assume 2016. Next, Ninja Theory, excellent studio there, the minds behind DMC. Excellent game, mind you. Excellent, excellent game. Enslaved. They have come out, and they got a new game. It's called Hellblade. It looks like it's got a female protagonist. She has a sword. She's fighting something. We don't know much about it. It was a CG trailer. You can go check that out right now. But it looks cool, and I hope to get some more information on it very, very soon. We got details on Sony's latest PS4 update as well at Gamescom. Basically, we're going to get SharePlay. Now, this feature allows you to do what they originally stated you could do, which is, if I'm playing my game, I have a PlayStation Plus membership, I can message my friend, he's playing his PS4. I'm like, dude, I suck at this game. Can you take over and do this for me? He can do it. He can fix it. He can get through it, pass it on. You can thank him, move on. Cool feature. Very cool feature. That will definitely help out with trophies, which is, you know, sort of a cheap way. You know, you just get someone else to do it, but, you know, who cares? It sounds cool. We also know that you will be able to update stuff directly to YouTube from your PS4. We don't have a date. Once again, we don't have a date, which really, really sucks. I need a date for this, and it sucks that we don't have it. I've heard other rumblings of some other rumors of what this is going to be in. I don't want to talk about them because I haven't actually read up and seen if they're anything official yet, but yeah, it looks like it's going to be a fairly hefty update when we eventually get it. It was also announced Housemarque, excellent studio. We've interviewed them on Analog Action before. They are coming back with Alien Nation, which will be coming to PS4 next year. Very much a spiritual successor to Dead Nation. You can hear that in the name. Looking at the gameplay, it looks very similar. Twin stick, as you would expect. It looks good. We don't really know too much about it. It looks like you're facing waves. We don't know if there's going to be a story. It's definitely cooperative. That's really all we know right now. But yeah, that's coming out next year, so let's expect more stuff coming out very, very soon. On the Far Cry 4 side of things, we got a little insight to what was announced at E3 of, if I play the game, if I play Far Cry 4, you're on your PS4, you're over there, you don't own Far Cry 4, but you want to play with me, I can just go, here you go, play with me, you're playing with me. We got a little bit more information on that. It's called The Keys to Kyrat? I can't say that name. Cryrat, one of those. Anyways, that's irrelevant. Let's not talk about that. Basically, you get 10 keys along with your game. You can go throw this at your friends. They can play along with you. It's only going to be 2 hours each key. So you can get someone to play for you for 20 hours if you want. So you basically play the entire game with them. But it's all up to you. November 20, that's coming out. But, you know, it's nice to get a little bit more clarification of what that was. We got an announcement for Q Games. These are the guys that did Pixel Junk. That's it. They did the Pixel Junk games. The game's called The Tomorrow Children, and the trailer is insanely creepy. The ending is creepy. Everything about it is creepy. It's very Soviet-like. Creepy is a great way to say it. I don't really know what the game is about. Don't really know what it is actually about. It's very Soviet Union. It's very, very creepy. Yeah, so you want to check that out, you go ahead. Quick announcement, PS4 sales now over 10 million. That was announced. So that's sold through to consumers too. So that's good news for next generation consoles. Sold through to the consumers. So 10 million of you have those consoles. So I'll see you online. Also, Mortal Kombat X got a new character. Finally confirmed. We had a little leak of it a few weeks ago. Kano will be coming. We got new screenshots. We got gameplay trailer. All up on Analog Addiction. He will have three unique variations to his fighting style called Cutthroat, Commando, and Cybernetic. One focuses on eye attacks, one on grapples, and one on knife attacks. It seems pretty cool. Any new Mortal Kombat news is great news to me. Now, oh man, that was breeze. Let's talk about a few more information. One little thing from Gamescom. Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes will be coming to Steam. Alongside Rise Son of Rome, which was announced earlier this week, will be coming to PC this fall. That's, you know, by the sounds of it, it sounds like Rise will end up coming to PS4 as well. So, you know, that's not confirmed. Don't take me out of context there. It just sounds like it will, if you listen to what they say. Where was it? The quote, if I could find it. No, I can't find the quote in the article. Well done. But either way, you know, it sounds like it's going to be coming. We got two more stories to talk about. Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare. We got the reveal of multiplayer, you know, jetpacks, jumping, tidal waves. go check all that out if you want to know about it. We also got confirmation of the Day Zero edition. If you don't know what this is, it means you can pre-order this game, you can pre-order this edition, you can pick it up November 3rd, a day before everyone else, mind you, not until the stores open, so that's 8 hours you're missing out on. That kind of sucks. I understand they don't want to do midnight opening, you know, too much money two in a row, but, you know, if it's a Day Zero edition, 24 hour early access, not really. As I was saying, you can get this, you get some custom weapons, you also get 2x multiplayer XP. Now, if you're a multiplayer gamer of Call of Duty, this is some great news for you. But, yes, kind of sucks that you're not getting it exactly on that day. I don't know if this is going to work for an online copy, but who knows, maybe you'll get it that way. But if you go on retail, you won't be getting those 24 hours. Lastly, Don't Nod Entertainment. If you don't know who these guys are, they did Remember Me, and I quite like that game despite its problems. I'm happy to tell you they've got more titles coming out. They're not closing down, which is excellent news. Any studio that does these sort of mid-tier titles that end up failing, I'm always worried they're going to close down. We saw it happen at Airtight with Murdered, which was a great concept. I'm happy to know that Don't Nod is coming out again. They're releasing this episodic, fictional story, very narrative-based, female protagonists. It doesn't have a release date. We know it's coming to PS4, Xbox One, PS3, 360, and PC. That's all we really know about it so far. You know, there's been hands-on time and all that. Out of Gamescom, we don't have actually anyone at Gamescom at the moment. So that's basically the main things we can talk about of that game. I don't want to brag, that was breezing through at its absolute best. Now, while I'm here, let's quickly talk about games that have impressed me, seeing as we've got some time. I want to say Never Alone looks excellent. It's this 2D platformer. It's got like a Native American background story, but it looks really awesome to me. The Escapists, this is for Xbox One. It's this Pokemon 8-bit style prison game. And I won't lie, in year 12 IT, I made a whole storyline that was going to take place in a prison. You know, this was our main project. And my idea was, this was before indie games were a huge thing, mind you, and I never thought this would make any sense. It would never be made. A prison game like Pokemon, with those graphics, but with this story. And I don't know what the story is here, but that is my vision right now. What's coming to Xbox One is exactly how I envision the game. So I want to check it out just for that. I don't know if they somehow stole my idea, but to the Escapist developers out there, if you want a cool story to go along with it, let me know, because I can give you that. A Bird Story, we spoke about it before. Very excited for that. Hellblade, we spoke about that one. Looks like it could be some good fun. It's apparently meant to be a smaller title, not a big budget thing. Bloodborne. I've never played a Dark Souls, Demon's Souls game until Dark Souls 2 earlier this year. I loved it. I don't know why, but I loved it. Bloodborne looks really good. We had the first gameplay release. Looks beautiful. Dark, gritty. As beautiful as a dark and gritty game can really be. The monsters look cool. I'm excited for this. Until Dawn, PS4 exclusive. It is basically, you know, this was a MOVE title. It was a teen horror movie, a teen horror B movie. Is coming out again. PS4 reestablished. Looks cool. I want to know more about it. I want to play it. Alienation, we spoke about. I'm excited for that one. Assassin's Creed Rogue is now the Assassin's Creed game I'm most excited for. I've seen Unity gameplay. I get what's happening there. It looks cool. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big Assassin's Creed fan. It looks good. I loved Black Flag, and Rogue really has that Black Flag-esque vibe to it. Plus, it's got polar bears. They released 16 minutes of gameplay. They're all up on the site. It's got polar bears. You're playing as a Templar instead of an assassin, which seems like a more interesting concept to me. Whereas we don't really know much about Arno from Unity. But Shay looks really cool. I'm quite liking it. You can break through ice with your ship. Graphically, it looks good. I'm down. You've sold me so far. Oh, alright, and let's talk about the site in general. What's coming up? We got a Risen 3 review up, we've got a Sacred 3 review up, we've got an OTTTD review up on Analog Addiction right now. Excellent game, by the way. Indie over-the-top tower defense is the official name of it. Alongside that, we have my Swapper PS4 review. That's up. I loved it. Great port. We've also got, you know, 15 minutes of the Swapper on PS4. That's all up first. You want to go check that out. Upcoming on the site, there's a couple of reviews in the works. I'm personally looking at a mobile game today and tomorrow. Hopefully get a review up for that before the weekend. But stay tuned. At the moment, I'm downloading PT, which is basically Silent Hill for PS4. Was it Guillermo del Toro, Hideo Kojima, Norman Reedus, all in one, the new Silent Hill game. This is an interactive teaser. I'm downloading it, Australian Internet. We got 7 hours until that's all done. So that will not work out nicely. That is going to be dark, scary, and that's going to be hopefully a Let's Play video, unless that somehow screws up. Alongside that, yeah, I think that's the main stuff coming out over the next week. You can always follow Analog Addiction on analogaddiction.org. Follow us on your Twitter at JamieAA. We got a lot more Gamescom coverage coming out. We got a lot more coverage next week coming out. A lot happening. Alongside that, you can always like us on Facebook. We're over 600. I want to get contests starting again soon. So if you want to win some games, get your questions featured in some interviews, go head over there. And yeah, this is basically episode 69 of the AA meeting in the books. Thank you for joining me. And I would love to have your appearance at the next AA meeting.